You gotta swag, and then pose. You gotta swag, and then pose.
If you're looking real good, let me see you swag with it. Straight from the mind, I see you bumping tags with it. If they ask you why, tell them it's so perfect. If they ask for your name, tell them call me picture perfect. And I'm swag.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Kingpin, Big Drake. We back at you, baby. that was funny. Lane Kiffin is garbage. So if you missed episode one, I'm gonna sum it all up. Lane Kiffin's garbage. It's pretty much what I said.
And he got fired. And then this is one of the other things that I found a little hilarious. How, they were, talking about it on ESPN. And whoever they were talking to on the phone, I guess they were one of the reporters, ESPN reporters at the game.
Uh-huh.
And they said, do you find it shocking that they did it mid-season and right after the game? And the guy said, no, not actually, because when it was 62 to whatever, I saw the president and the athletic director over in the corner talking real private-like. So I knew something was up.
No, I'm shocked that they didn't fire him that night, pretty much, y'all. I think they made that decision by third quarter. It's kind of like your quarterback when you decide to pull him out. Like, hey, bring in a relief pitcher. You out,
bro. Yeah, come on, man. That's just got to be. I mean, you get home. I mean, they fire you that night. I guess technically that morning because you get home late. That's bad.
Thank God he got a fine wife. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah. Thank God he has a fine wife, so at least he has some comfort. A real bad night, brother. You come home, yeah. So you're fired? Now, he may not have a fine wife anymore. After this, she has been employed, so that may have been why he had a fine wife.
Hey,
man,
give another job,
I gotta go give a big shout out, man, to Big Mike. We said it after the show when I seen Big Mike. The church, we did a charity golf tournament on Saturday, and so time I seen Big Mike came on over, said, "Yeah, I got a bone to pick with y'all." And so I went down the list. I said, "Okay, which one?" I said, "You picking a bone, because every time we got to look up something, we shout out to you. Are you picking a bone?" Because I said, "Well, we was good to the Cowboys this week." I said, "Let me think. What I mean, which bone are you picking?" He said, "I graduated from Norfolk State University." I said, "Oh, that bone." I said,
"Oh, yeah, that bone."
Did we lie? At what point did we lie in the show, Mike? He said, so, but yeah, somebody was standing there, had not listened to the show. He said, let me summarize what they said. They just talked, they basically said, let's talk about how these black boys got beat. Let's talk about beating these niggas. That's pretty much what they said.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, we said we'd have some people that may not like that segment, but it's okay. We didn't lie.
We didn't lie. We said the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's our motto.
And that's it. I said, one thing a couple of our listeners has commented on. I said, we got several Alabama listeners. I said, one of my boys, Big G Large, always says, he said, when I started listening to y'all show, I expected to just hear a lot of Alabama bashing. He said, but y'all boys tell it like it is. I said, hey, we don't lie now. You may not like what we say, but we do not lie now.
We don't tell no lies.
So, all right, Big Drake, man, we had a lot of games this week, man. And it was a lot of games that were close that was not supposed to be close. South Carolina struggled with UCF, man.
I just don't know if Spurrier can ever be what he once was. I just really believe that those days are long and gone. And I know, as far as a recruiting standpoint, South Carolina is not Florida as far as the position of it on the map,
right,
the young ladies, and so on and so on. Because people who say pretty women don't weigh into a young man's recruit to where they're going to go. That's a lie.
If that's the case, why would every recruiting scandal deal with sex, too?
Yeah.
Colorado's program came down to sex. Oklahoma State's came out with sex. Miami's talking about taking boys to strip clubs. Every scandal that dealt with recruits also dealt with sex.
Yeah. So, I just don't think that. I don't think he'll ever be back up to where he had Florida. And I'm very, and this is just me, I'm very disappointed in Carly so far this year. I really am.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a lot of scheming going on to get away from him, but you still got to impose your will.
Yeah, man.
And he still takes plays off.
Well, you know, there came a point in the season where, you know, come the 10th game, the SEC championship, or the Big 12 championship, if I'm not mistaken, where Nebraska is, there came a point in those seasons, I'm talking about Dominic Sue and Nick Fairley, there came a point where, hey, we know Nick is the guy. Hey, we know Sue is the guy. So we're going to have to do something to keep him from being the guy. But later on in the year, Sue was still dominant, getting 3 and 4 sacks a game. Nick was still dominant. Now, we're going to get so-called subpar non-SEC talent. And I mean, I might as well be out there.
Last game of the season, last game of the regular season, everybody know we the team to beat. We roll into Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa know we the team to beat. Nick Fairley to still come out there with 3 sacks by himself.
Yeah, on a fumble recovery.
Yeah, by himself. So yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think he's hurting himself. I really do. And you know, it could be one of those things where if he's playing not to get hurt, well, I'm going to take this play off. I'm going to go hard here, but I'm going to take that play off because, you know, I want to save myself for when I go pro. That's when you get hurt.
That's right. That's right.
And scouts look at that. And if he's taking plays off, you know, he might not be the number one pick after this college season.
Because I have – now, again, I don't think there's any denying that he is one of the premier talents that's come out of college football in a long time from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody – there's no combination of size and speed like that, I mean, in a long time. But dominance and greatness is not just hinged upon your physical abilities. I mean, there's been tons of people that were physically gifted but did not have what the oomph, the other, the unknown, the intangibles to be the dominant player that they needed to be. And
yeah.
I'm starting to wonder, is he got it? Does he have that oomph? Does he have that it? Does he have that other thing?
You talking about just that straight killer instinct,
yeah,
that nastiness. And so far, I mean, if you really look at his career as a whole, he showed spurts of it here and there. But overall,
you have to watch his highlight film to see how great he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't just watch one game and be like, oh, my God, that dude is destroying everybody on the line.
Yep.
They're having to change their whole offense because it is one dude. That's not happening at all.
Nope. And that's, you know, and now that when you look back, is that what's been his whole career?
It has.
Yeah, it's been his whole career now.
And of course, the Miami tackle – oh, excuse me, not Miami, the Michigan tackle, that's probably one of the greatest college, now, that's probably one of the greatest football plays I've ever seen.
Yes.
And it's frustrating because it appears, I mean, you never know what's going on, but it appears that he can give that type of effort every time. Not saying he won't make a dynamic play like that every time, but he can give that effort every time. And we're not seeing that at all.
No.
He might do it one time this game, 2 other games he might do it twice. I mean, it's just very inconsistent.
And like I say, especially when you match it up to the level of talent or the effort that we've seen in some of these great, you know, great defensive players that came, the Nick Fowlers, the Dominican Sues. I'm trying to think some other. Hey, bruh, old buddy from Ole Miss. the freshman.
That dude's balling pretty good.
Yo, that dude took Alabama's offensive line to the woodshed. They took them boys to the back and beat them like what the old white woman's slave was?
Leroy.
Leroy. He took him to the dog. He was bringing that wood to them. I mean, you got to really come with it. So, I mean, when you see, like you said, dominating people, that's what you would expect to see from this man day in and day out. And it's just not there, man. He's just not doing it. So, and like I said, subsequently, they're struggling, man. They're really struggling to be able to lick people the way that they should be licking people right now. One other game. Speaking of just absolutely dynamic players, man, I have such a big football man crush on Jameis Winston. It is absolutely just amazing. This boy is one of the greatest football players I've seen at this stage in his career. I mean, this quarterback is amazing, bro. We had another game where they talk about Johnny Football, and Johnny Football is a good football player. But he's throwing stuff. So I watched Johnny Football's game. We're going to talk about that game, too. And, again, it was like Alabama, though. The elusiveness part is pure talent, getting away from the tackler. But the catch, some of the balls he's throwing is pure luck. All right, let's be real honest. It's pure luck. He's throwing it to the middle of the field in the end zone, and his receivers are just going to get the football. But it ain't talent that those catches are being made. But, bro, there's some passes Jameis Winston throwing. He's throwing the football after not getting tackled to where there's no doubt there's only one person that's going to catch that football. It's on the money, dude. I think Florida State has. I think he's the Heisman. He's the Heisman Trophy winner in 2 years.
I mean, who's the
safety
can't do it this year?
If they keep running, because I don't think I'm hearing enough people, and I'm wondering, like, am I just infatuated with him? And because it doesn't appear to me, sports and all these other people, other than when they show the clips of the game, it doesn't appear he's getting all the pub.
And let's make sure our listeners may not recognize the name. He is the quarterback at Florida State.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's the starting quarterback at Florida State. Dude, the kid's amazing, man.
He's putting the ball on the money. I personally hadn't seen somebody that accurate.
No.
That doesn't play pro ball like Tom Brady, Madden, Drew Brees, and so on and so on, Aaron Rodgers. But just to be a collegiate student, and what is he, a freshman?
He's a redshirt freshman.
A redshirt freshman. I mean, for him to be putting the ball on the money, and of course, okay, you watch the first game, you're like, okay, this is amazing. It took like the third quarter or the fourth quarter before he had an incomplete pass or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just amazing. Okay, he was in the zone. He had a good game. You know, he had that hit for that game. Then you go second, third. Now we're into the fourth game, and you're realizing that he has more touchdown passes than he has incompletions. And he's like, wait, is that right? Wait a minute here. This dude is spectacular. He's putting the ball on the money. I guess the new term for quarterbacks, put it on the money, is he dropping dimes? Yeah, he's dropping dimes.
He's dropping quarters. He's dropping
50 cent pieces, silver dollars.
He's throwing it all. It has great style. I mean, 6'4", 260. And like I say, I mean, dude, his He just continues to amaze me. I'm just, like I said, I was wondering, I'm like, okay, is it just a man crush that I have on this kid? Or is he really this good? But I think he's really that good.
He's that good.
He's completing 74% of his passes. Has 1,000 yards passing, 12 touchdowns already.
That's crazy.
74%. And again, the only thing I can equate seeing something like this was RG3, but again, I haven't seen. He's athletic, but he's a quarterback. He is a pocket passer. Period.
Yeah, he's a quarterback.
Yeah, he don't run the ball. I mean, he can, But he don't, because he don't have to. You know, I'm a pocket passer. That's what I do. I sit back here and I chomp this peel. And that's what he been doing, man. So that dude is amazing, man, as they knocked out Boston College, I think. But I am interested to see as they get into the meat of their schedule and really see, you know, how they going to produce when they get some of this competition up against them. You know, can they run again? Because Florida State's that team that gets you out feeling good and you're all hype, and then before you know it, they lose to Wetumpka Tech.
Well, you know, Florida State was one of those teams last year. I mean, you and I jumped on the bandwagon. We were like, okay, you know, after watching, you know, it's about right now, week 4, week 5, after watching these games, okay, Alabama's great.
Yep.
But who's going to beat Florida State?
Right.
Who's going to beat them?
And then
now, that next week, they lost to NC State.
Yeah. And so right now they got a gamut coming up. Maryland, they play this week. Which Maryland's showing a lot more promise than they had in the years past. They're undefeated, I think, right now. Or maybe they've lost one game, but they played decent. But then they got a week off, and then they play Clemson at Clemson, and then they play NC State. So I think these next three games, we'll see if Florida State is a pretender or a contender.
Yes.
And me personally, okay, I'm not going to say nothing, because like I said, this happened last year. So
I'm still liking Clemson, man. You know, of course, Alabama, Oregon, but I'm really liking Clemson out of the ACC.
So you think?
I think Clemson can run the board in the ACC. Who's going to beat them? Possibly Florida State, that's going to be it.
My hesitation is this. Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
Because the moment you say, who can beat them? Dabo Swinney can beat them.
Yeah.
Dabo can get them beat by somebody. And that's my only concern is the ACC just, over the years, they've had these teams that just be the cream of their crop that end up losing to somebody in the ACC they just should not lose to.
Yeah.
And who out of Clemson or Florida State is going to be that team this year that ends up getting beat by North Carolina? you know what I'm saying? Or they shouldn't lose that game. But I'm like, yeah, I like Clemson. They have a great quarterback, got a solid defense, spectacular runners and receivers, weapons all over the field. But can Dabo every week keep them playing – or prepared to play at the level that they need to is my biggest question for them. And so I think that's the part that's yet to be seen. Your Fighting Irish got fought by Oklahoma.
I picked them to lose.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, that wasn't a shocker to us.
No, I picked them to lose.
Big Fairley got a touchdown, just FYI. I just seen him scoop and score.
He sure did. I just saw the replay, too.
Big Nick got him a scoop and score. But, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Bob, big game Bob Stoops, man. I never get on Bob's bandwagon.
Well, for a while, he had Oklahoma, and I guess it was up until they played
their last championship they lost. Was it Florida?
Yeah, LSU maybe. One of them SEC schools dumped them on the head. And I mean, but before that, I mean, every year they were pretty much in it. Even when USC dumped them on their head pretty good, they came back. They was in it every year, 1 and 2, top 3. But then after LSU or Florida, whatever it was, dumped them one time, and I mean, that's pretty much been it.
Since Sam Bradford left, I think LSU games when they knocked him out and messed the shoulder or something up.
Oh, yeah. Bumped him on his head and gave him the jelly brain, and that was it.
Yeah, they ain't been much of a competition after since then. I'm trying to see if there was any that Texas A&M Arkansas game, man. Oh, dog, I got to watch this game. Now, I do want to say I expected Texas A&M to thump these boys. Arkansas got some runners, man. Arkansas still has a lot of weapons. And I think they kind of got lost, and I forgot that how good of a job that motorcycle boy Petrino
Petrino
had done with coaching these boys and recruiting. I think I had forgot because the last year with John L. Smith, they looked so dismal that I think people forgot. That, I mean, they still got decent talent. But, dog, I was watching the highlights. I was watching. Well, I watched half the game. They got a lot of weapons on the football field.
They're okay, and I just can't buy into a team, a SEC team that's not Vandy, Kentucky, that, you know, I guess last year Auburn. I can't buy into a team that got beat by Rutgers. I can't do it.
They got beat by who?
Rutgers.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, you got beat by Rutgers. So, if you want to count this as a moral victory, this was Texas A&M. They played pretty good. fine and dandy. But you got beat by Rutgers. I believe if Texas A&M played Rutgers, it'd be 99-5.
I guess my preference probably should have been is this was an entertaining game and I didn't expect it to be.
I will give you that. It was a good game.
It was a good football game and I didn't expect it to be, but I'm kind of with you. I'm sorry. That probably did come off as if I was giving Arkansas clout. No, it was a good game. I didn't expect it to be a good game. They did a good job during that game. But no, you're correct. I can't really give nobody clout that got beat by Rutgers. And again, Johnny Football, man, he just if I voted for the Heisman right now, of course, everybody know I would vote my man crush. I'd vote Jameis Winston. Because Johnny makes stuff happen. He's going to be a highlight wonder. He's always going to be on SportsCenter. But some of that crap he throws up is just pure D.O. luck that he catches those football, that they catch the footballs. I mean, one of the touchdowns he threw, man, that was 18 men in the end zone. It was 18 men. I think I seen two band boosters. I mean, everybody was in the end zone. It was just a matter of who was going to come down with the football. It just so happened to be Texas A&M. But it wasn't because he put it on the money. No, he put it on the crowd.
I think Brother Murray at Georgia has a better throwing arm or throwing style, however you want to put it, than Johnny does.
But I would agree. But Aaron is a pure pocket passer. I do.
He's not a scrambler.
No,
so he's not
he ain't
scrambler.
No scrambler at all. But I do. In games, I've questioned whether Murray has. I've questioned Murray's arm strength. Now, but I say that tongue in cheek because I turn right back around and say this. How many times do you need to throw the ball 80 yards down the field? So, I question, can he throw a 70-yard bomb, but does he need to if he don't mess up on the 20, 30, and 40-yarders?
Well, something that jumped out to me, I watched the LSU game, and he was phenomenal during the LSU game. But, speaking of Heisman Trophy candidates, and, of course, everybody's going to throw up McCarron from Alabama. And a stat that jumped out to me, at one time in the game, he was like 22 or 25. And like, man, that's awesome. But the farthest thrown pass he had was for 7 yards.
You talking about A.J. McCarron?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you complete 25 passes in a half, which is phenomenal, and y'all only have 120 yards?
The longest pass he had was 7 yards. But when you look at the stats, as I had to begin with, until you really look at the stats, you're like, oh, man, he's on the money. He's phenomenal. He's this, he's that. And the entire game, the longest pass he had, well, at that point, the longest pass he had was 7 yards. I'm like, come on, man. This is a little skewed to me.
And you look at that score, I'm like, okay, how are you 22 for 25 and y'all up 6-0?
Y'all
up 6-0. So, I agree, but you know what? Aaron Murray played a solid game against South Carolina. Aaron Murray played a solid game against Georgia started out against Clemson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He played a great game. Aaron Murray, to me, that's the third. I didn't get to watch this game. I had to watch the highlights. But I have watched two previous full games of Georgia, and I have been impressed with Aaron Murray this year. I don't know what he did in the offseason, but the whole can't win a big one, choke artists, all that stuff. To me, I ain't seen none of that this year.
I'll tell you exactly what he did this offseason. He got with that that young black guy who is the quarterback guru, the quarterback coach and all that.
Oh, did he?
And, yeah, because they talked about it on game day this past Saturday. And that black dude is good. I can't recall his name. That's why I'm calling him the black dude. But
big shout out to him.
Well, he don't look like he know anything about playing quarterback. He's short, muscular. I mean, you know, he don't look like he play. You know, but he broke down the film. He said before Aaron got to me, this is what he was doing, and he showed us physically with him there. Then he ran a tape. He's like, yeah, he is doing that. He's like, well, what he needs to do is this, this, that, and the other, and that's going to give him better this and better that. Then they show, like, clips from the Clemson game and the other game they played, and you can tell he pretty much changed his throwing style, his throwing motion. And everything was, it was zipping faster, tight rope, straight line. He had the touch. I mean, he... The black dude know what he's talking about. and he's getting them quarterbacks to perform well. And Aaron spent however long with him, it has really changed. And if Georgia's schedule was just so tough. And, you know, yeah, start off with Clemson. You know, Clemson is, you know, a national championship hopeful. If they had, it was all about S, woulda, coulda, shoulda, wouldas. If my aunt had a you know what, she'd be my uncle. But if they had a schedule like Alabama, we really might be talking about them being undefeated.
Yeah. Because Bama don't play Georgia. We play Georgia.
Yeah, we play everybody. We play Texas A&M, Georgia, Alabama,
and LSU,
Ole Miss. You know, and like Ole Miss ranked this year. Ole Miss.
We're gonna pick that game. So
no, we're not picking that game.
So Georgia did look good against LSU. I picked them again. I just like the record reflect. This is week 5 of the college football season, and of the big games every week in my college pickems at work, I have 3 exact matches for big games in 5 weeks. So this was another one. I picked Georgia by 3. Bam, nailed it. Exact match, baby. And again, I thought it would come down to the quarterback play. And who didn't make mistakes, and I gave them the edge just sheerly when you factor in where the game was. I think those two teams are dead even, and that being at home gave Georgia an extra edge. Because that last drive, I think when you're at the crib, that last drive is easier to make than if you're on the road.
Yeah, I agree. What I want to talk about, which I don't understand why other people are talking about, and he boogie brought it to my attention, why isn't anybody talking about Mettenberger sexually assaulting or battering this girl, which he pled guilty to?
When did that's why he got kicked off the Georgia team, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Did nobody? He fell off the radar.
Yeah, nobody know. Why is that not news? I mean, he pled guilty. And I'm pretty sure there's some stuff that happened or didn't happen, this and that. But, hey, he pled guilty to sexual battle or something against a female, and this dude is still playing sports at a nice prominent.
Yep.
But and I'm biased, and I'm gonna say it. But you let somebody buy a laptop. Oh Lord, they want to nail him to the cross.
Crucify him.
Yeah.
Not break in and steal a laptop. Buy a laptop that happened to be stolen.
And then once he realized it was stolen, so I wanted to get rid of it.
Yep.
I agree. He should have went to the police and gave it to them. But he's like, oh, I need to get rid of this because this thing hot.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. But I can go rape women, and it's all good.
Yep. And I don't remember if Mettenberg, so Cam and Nick Marshall both had to leave, go to community colleges, and come back. I don't remember Mettenberg having to step down. I think
I'm I think Mettler
got kicked off the Georgia team,
mm-hmm.
transferred to LSU, sat out a year, and then played football.
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
I don't think he even went to a community college. Cam and Marshall had to go back and reprove themselves.
Had to prove themselves, man. Come on.
Had to go earn a shot again. For our non African American listeners, here's this segment.
well, we talked about him anyway. He was too now.
Oh yeah, yeah, but that was just yeah. But this is the blatant you and I. So, I mean, us against them. This is that one. So I mean, because again, I'm with you though, bro. It's.
And again, double standard.
People just never. You'll never know what it means to be a black man. You'll never know what it means. It's a double standard. Everything, and I continue to impress this upon my children. I don't do it my youngest as far as race, but I do, and when pushing them for excellence, everything you do in life has to be 125%. Even if that the person against you is only giving 75%. You got to go 125%. They get 75%. They can make it. You got to get 125%. So you got to find some stuff you ain't even know you got to be able to compete. So, but you know what? The other part is this, big bro. This is Mark Richt's M.O.
Yeah.
I keep telling people, this is what he do. He can't handle pressure when you start him out. What he can do is rebuild your confidence.
Yeah.
That's just what he does. He couldn't handle the pressure starting out being with high expectations. Now, he'll go back through the season, and he'll rebuild it as the season goes. And then he may not come through in the end, but he will rebuild it. But he can't handle it starting out. He never has his boys ready, prepared to handle expectation from the start. So yeah. I was not shocked that he beat them. I wasn't shocked when he beat South Carolina. I picked them to beat both of them. So, all right, man. We'll come back. We'll hit a little bit of Alabama football, I guess, and then we'll talk about. Then we'll roll into some NFL for here in the last segment. We may take it on, just depending upon how it go. Ohio State. I do want to hit this real quick though. Braxton Miller, man, looked good coming back from injury.
He did.
People were talking about going to be a quarterback controversy. Braxton said, "No, it ain't." This is my team, bro. Everybody know this.
The young man that was playing while he was injured, I mean, he's been there for a while, hadn't he?
Yeah. I think
he's like a senior or something, didn't he?
I may have to look it up. I don't remember if he's a senior or not, but I do know he's been there for a while. And
yeah.
I know he sat behind Braxton.
Yeah, because, you know, ESPN, they always – no, I will say this. The one thing I do really think that ESPN does a good job of is the game day. The college game day, that's pretty doggone good. Now, SportsCenter and all that other crap, like, come on, man. But that game day, they got it wrapped up. But this other gentleman, I don't know his name, I think he's been there longer than Braxton, but – it was kind of like a Matt Castle deal.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Castle's at USC. They got Liner there. They got Palmer there. Palmer leaves and Liner's there. So I think he kind of was the same way with this young man. He just really never had an opportunity to play.
That's right. Kevin Guyton.
Yeah. And then, you know, if he gets two or three games, they're like, oh, wow, this dude can ball. So it's kind of unfortunate, but I don't believe... And this is my deal with the 49ers and how they did Alex Smith. I don't believe you have a quarterback that's winning, that's doing great. He gets injured. Yeah, the other quarterback is doing great. But, you know, let's put the first guy back in because he hadn't done anything to lose it. Now, you put him back in and like, okay, this all right. This he's not ready to come back or he's not performing as well. Then they'll put the other guy in. But, you know, they just did Alex Smith wrong. And I'm happy that they at least gave Braxton, hey, come back and I guess, reclaim your job. And let's just end it at that. And that's what he did.
And you're right. But I wonder, what is Braxton, did they come in together? No, the other buddy is older than Braxton. He's been there longer because Braxton's just a junior.
Yeah.
But you're right. He won it. It's his job. He earned it. So he should get his job back when he come back from out of injury. And Braxton shouted out and said, you know, he was proud of old buddy, Kenny. He said he stepped in. He says he looks to look at him as a big brother. But you got to know though. I'm cool with that, and that's great, and I'm a team guy, rah rah rah. But but I'm kidding. I'm like, yeah, but I'm good too. So you know, you gotta, when you get that shot, when you got the shot and you balled out, you're like, why am I still here? Why am I still here playing second fiddle to this dude?
Well, I mean, if you're Urban Meyer, what do you do though?
I mean, at being Kenny, you know that there's nothing else I can do. I mean, because again, you're like
other than transfer.
Yeah, just like what you said. It's like, you know, I don't have no problem. He was a star quarterback, so he should get his job, you know, spot back. But I'm good too. But what do I do? Because like I said, I can't leave. I mean, I'm a senior now.
Yeah, I can't sit out.
Do you do like? Was it Tom Brady? Did Tom Brady ever start at Michigan?
I think he might have started his senior year.
Okay. Well, Matt Castle then was the one that always was a backup.
Always.
But hey, he still got to the league, and he got a big old paycheck.
Yeah.
And so hopefully Kenny got to be the same way, you know. It's like, well, guess I'll train for the camp. But scouting combine and ball out there.
Well, there's a good possibility that he'll get invited or he'll get looked at because, you know, that's one thing about college football. You know, you need one good year or really a good flashy 4-5 games, and he'll get a shot. Especially if it's your senior year and you have a good flashy 4-5 games, he'll get a shot at the league.
Hey, NFL GMs, all you need is a flash of 8 quarters. Look at Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn got a body of work of 8 quarters. And got 2 big contracts. I'm like, really? 2 teams gave him a shot when all he had was 8 quarters.
He won the day.
He did. But now I did. That's another kid I watched, man. When Terrell Pryor come back, Matt Flynn going back to the bench because last week when we was taping, I watched it the end of the game. Hey, Terrell Pryor looks good.
Yeah, he does.
Terrell Pryor looks good. I don't know what I was expecting because I had not watched him, got a chance to watch him play. I just seen the stats all season. But Terrell Pryor looks good. Looks like he's going to be a pretty doggone good quarterback too, man. Once he cleans up some of the stuff. He need to get with that black guy.
That black dude.
Yeah.
Quarterback dude.
Terrell, hook your boy up. Holler at your quarterback dude. Quarterback dude, hook your boys up. We pubbing you on here, bro. We don't know your name, though. So if you can shoot us and tell us that, Kingpin at MadeManRadio.com. Tell me your name, and we'll pub that if you can get us a job. So we got a good format. We don't need nobody to fix ours.
Yeah, we good.
We already good with that. Hey, man, you know it's your boy Kingpin, Big Drake, Made Man Radio Show. Come on back, man, for the next episode, man. We gonna talk. We gonna hit this Alabama game. Can't go without hitting Alabama game. We'll talk about this Alabama Ole Miss again. I think they exposed what we've been talking about. Alabama got gaps in that offensive line. And then we're going to run down the NFL games. We're going to talk a little bit more in detail some of the NFL games. We got told that we just ran over the NFL. But understand this, listen. We love college football. We love college football, okay? I ain't saying we don't like NFL, but we love college football, right? But we're going to hit everything because, man, we like football in general, though. That is our first passion. I love, man. You'll never hear baseball on here, though. Nope. Call ESPN. That's what they do. Come on back. Holla at your boy T-10 Big Drake, Made Me Radio Show.
About the Son of God and how he died for you. You'll never be the same. God, you came to believe that Jesus said, now your life is complete. So now you're quick to tell about the goodness of God and how he uses our trials just to open our eyes. So when somebody asks, how you doing today? Look him dead in the eyes and say, I'm okay. I'm alright. I'm okay. I'm okay. Into my world, now my life has been the same. Oh Jesus, I'm glad you came to rescue me. I'm okay, I'm alright, I'm okay.
daddy's girl, always looking for love. You had a 9 to 5, but that wasn't enough, 'cause there was no one home with you in between the sheets. If you could find a good man, your life would be complete. But in the